Joining us now is Dr. Sidney Wolfe, who's the director of Public Citizens Health Research Group. He's a member of the FDA's Drug Safety and Risk Management Group. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
We want to talk with you about a decision yesterday that amounts to sort of a non-decision by an FDA advisory committee voting on the safety of Avandia, the most popular drug to treat type 2 diabetes. The FDA agreed that the drug increases the chances of heart attack and stroke, but the majority voted to keep the drug on the market despite more than 10,000 lawsuits against it and weeks of headlines about it. And there are going to be revisions to Avandia's label and more restrictions on its sale. Dr. Wolfe, first of all, you recused yourself from the vote. Why?
We have been raising serious questions about this drug's heart risk for about 10 years, since shortly after it came on the market. And at a meeting similar to the one yesterday, 3 years ago, we said we were in the process of preparing a petition to ban this drug. Our petition was filed at the end of 2008. At the same time our petition was filed, an expert committee of the American Diabetes Association recommended, don't use this drug, it's too dangerous. So the experts from the American Diabetes Association said, don't use the drug. We have a petition to ban the drug by mutual agreement. Because we have a petition, I didn't participate as a voting member of the advisory committee, but the FDA gave me 20 minutes to make a case why this drug should be taken off the market. It's interesting that most of the people on the panel agreed that this drug has increased risk of heart attacks, but they seemed afraid, uncomfortable, whatever, taking a drug off the market. Many of them said they've never voted to take a drug off the market. This is a drug that has absolutely no unique benefit. There's absolutely nothing it does that many other diabetes drugs don't do, and it has a unique risk.
Well, let me just ask you. I mean, people with type 2 diabetes have their own risks for cardiovascular problems. How do those risks stack up against the risk that you might have a cardiovascular problem from Avandia?
That's really the most important question, because the main thing diabetics die from is not the blood sugar and so forth. They die because of an increased amount of cardiovascular risk. So ideally, a drug that they take should decrease the amount of cardiovascular risk, and there are at least one or two drugs that do that. This drug increases the risk of cardiovascular risk, which includes heart attacks, heart failure, in a couple studies, stroke, and therefore the drug is really functionally dead right now. At one time, it was the biggest selling diabetes drug. Its sales have gone down to under 2 million prescriptions a year from a high of 11 million prescriptions a year. Most doctors don't prescribe the drug anymore. Most patients don't use the drug anymore. But last year, almost 2 million prescriptions were written, which means people are being subjected to increased risk with absolutely no possibility of a benefit. In addition, the company is desperate to prove that this drug is better than it really is and is trying to conduct a trial all over the world, recruiting patients, particularly in developing countries, in the last few months.
Got it. Dr. Wolfe is director of Public Citizens Health Research Group, advising a ban on Avandia. A final decision on Avandia will be made by FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg. A majority vote yesterday suggested that it would stay on the market. Dr. Wolfe, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.